We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we roll on with shows this week, everybody. Hello.
Do we?
Hello.
Your last show of the week.
It is. This is my Friday.
Our pre-show meeting was awesome.
We're going to miss you.
Sorry. You might be calling in to play our game.
I'm going to be hanging on your leg, begging you not to go.
Like Jeff Van Gundy?
Why? Yes. Robbie's coming in.
Yeah, I'll be in on your side tomorrow.
I mean, if you want, he can lead the show. I'll just stay over here.
No,
By the way, we're playing the game tomorrow. Just a heads up.
I know we're playing the game. You know half the schedules have leaked.
We can't fully play the game today yet until tomorrow.
See?
Sorry.
We don't have to play.
What do you mean? Before the show, he's like, hey, you boxcar Willie. No one knows what that is.
Including us.
Including
I'm
you.
Telling you. No, here's what happens. Tobin, he's been sitting over there.
Just said, smirking.
Should I try it on the guys first?
What you guys are doing is wholly unfair.
No, it's not unfair. You're like a stand-up comedian that walks into like a little club to try out new material.
No,
and the audience,
I wasn't even trying out anything. You guys were talking about the
you
Marlins.
You sat there just like this, like this.
That's not true.
You're just like in Tobin Thickland.
That's how the conversation went. So I said that he goes. If the score, I said, man, it kept it close for a while. It was 2-0. He said, close is 0-0. 2-0 is like 12-0.
Yeah, because they can't score.
I said, well, isn't that, you know, man, it's time to get on that train, the under train. And then
he said, can you be a train if you just do nothing?
Right.
Right.
No. An under is an under.
Right.
Yeah. So
I said, you're a train if you do the same thing over and over again.
I don't know why this came out of my mouth, but I just said, they're not a train. They're a bunch of boxcar willies.
By the way, Boxcar Willie was an old country star.
Oh. Well,
like, back in the day.
And then I was like, what is that, Boxcar Willie? And then I was thinking of Mickey Mouse's Steamboat Willie. Remember the old classic Mickey Mouse?
Yes, that I know. By the way, Boxcar Willie was also America's favorite hobo.
Yes, that's who I was thinking of.
No, it wasn't. No way.
You have to know you can't say that. Even if it's true, you can't.
But I was
giving any idea that he could be right.
Well, because the hobo would live in a boxcar. He would live on the railroad tracks.
Stop.
It's not a good analogy. Because one of your boxcar willies makes $20 million.
No. He's just a rich bum. That's all he is. He's just a rich bum that throws fat meatballs.
But he
might as well just live in the boxcar. And I don't know what I was thinking. I thought I was thinking of that railroad track thing that is like, you know, you kind of seesaw it with your arms. Remember that?
Yeah.
You ever see it in the Looney Tunes? Like
but
this?
That's not a boxcar.
I misspoke, but it's called a hand car. But
hand
I thought that
car,
was
yeah.
I thought that was a boxcar. But that's the kind of pace they're going at. They give you no runs. And it's already getting to that point where
Galloway
I'm just like,
had a couple of awesome plays.
He did. He has a hose.
Oh.
He has a hose. That was an awesome throw. And then he had an awesome catch as well. But he got a hit, which are few
what
and far between
final
these
score?
Days. What was the final score? 4-0. Yeah,
man. So I didn't miss much.
No, they don't score runs, man. They don't produce offense.
Basketball was.
They had that one game against the Phils where
that was
it. Like
they scored all the runs for the month.
10, and I was like, I turned it on today and I walked by. The first guy I see on TV is Austin Dean, and they're like, "Here's Austin Dean, who's 4-for-16. Started the season 4-for-4, and I was like, "This guy hasn't gotten a hit since that first game."
No. Boys, be ready. We're in Cleveland Spiders territory. They lost 134 games. We're heading in that direction.
It's rough, man. It's rough right now. Like I want to tune in and I want to see these pitchers. But the thing that sucks and that's a little depressing about it is you tune in to see these young pitchers, and you know that they got, like, no shot if they give up a run. It's over.
Yep.
You give up three runs, might as well have given up a dozen because you got no shot. They can't produce any offense. They're whittling around. Like, you know, they sent JT Riddle down to the minors, and, you know, Miguel Rojas, our guy, he's out there giving him some more run. And I still got faith in the groundskeeper. Groundskeeper's doing work with the leather, and I think he'll turn around his bat. But
he had back-to-back home runs over the weekend, but now.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Wait.
Are you in a position where you have enough talent in your organization that you can send guys down?
Well, he wasn't playing. Like, Riddle wasn't playing anyways.
I think it was last year. Yeah, they were just bringing Riddle in like, pitching matchups, but they're like, hey, pitching matchup, this guy's hitting 125. What's the point?
Can I interject for a moment?
What?
No offense to anyone that is a baseball lover or a lover
but
of the Marlins.
Buckle up, just in case.
We're going to spend the first segment of the show talking about a team that's in last place.
Every team we have is in last place.
Well, I mean,
this is
the only current team in last.
The only
place.
Two games worse than the Red Sox.
Let me explain something to you, Sully.
They're horrible
right now.
Yeah,
we're in a sports famine.
We are.
It's gloom and doom.
But
there's nothing going on.
Oh yeah, there is schedule.
That's not even out fully yet, though. I only got
little teasers.
We got Adam Gase coming in week 9.
With that being said. Mm-hmm. Why is everybody so excited about schedule coming out?
I don't know.
Something.
Football.
It's football.
Where they're playing, what time they're playing.
It's like OTA.
Cold weather, warm weather.
The best chance of anybody doing anything lies with the Canes.
Not really. They're going to get smashed by Florida. Come on. They're all hype, no substance. They're going to come in on a boat, swagger. Yeah, well, the U is back. Turnover chain. And they're going to lose 60 to nothing.
I hate you.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
See? This guy, shouldn't there be an under Marlins train? That's the point I was making before Steamboat Willie kicked in.
Well, the over-under on tonight's game against the Cubs is 8.5. I would go under.
Yeah. The Cubs have to score 9 runs for that game to go over. Let's put it that way.
Just because Sandy Alcantara is on the hill for the Fish and Cole Hamels on the hill for the Cubs.
Cole Hamels still doing the thing, huh?
Yep, Cole Hamels. He's still pitching?
Yeah.
You know, that's a great game to play in any sport.
No, but he played pretty good in the postseason last year, didn't he?
Somebody says if the Marlins send you down, it's a sign you should retire. Perhaps.
Yeah, but they're all 20-something.
Not all of them. J.J. Riddle feels like he's been on the Marlins roster for like a good 7 years. Up and down.
Remember his first home run? Right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. That was didn't Dave Van Horn completely ruin it and say it was a double? That is up and
double.
Oh, yeah, it's gone.
By the way.
Hey, Glenn, that's his first major league home run.
The whole state of Florida is snake bitten.
You see Tampa Bay.
Oh, that's worse than not getting to the playoffs.
Yeah, I can't pretend like I care, though.
But I know.
Who cares?
Oh, that's good. Baseball, hockey. Ooh. We're going with the heavy
Robert
hitters Kraft today.
Robert video will be released.
Ooh, can't wait to see old man saggy ass cheeks.
Now we're talking.
Now we're into something.
Now we're talking. Miami's back.
We are back.
Question for Tobin.
Sure.
Is the boxcar hobo boxed in?
Oh, not really, because usually they keep a slide open on the boxcar so he can weave out as the train leaves town, unless he wants to travel.
All right.
Headlines. Your cue.
I'm good.
All right.
I don't know what to do.
Wait. What about the schedule? What about the schedule leaks?
It's not official, according to Tobin. We can't play the game yet.
I know we're not playing the game, but we got to report the news.
I absolutely did not say that. And you can report all the schedule leaks you want. And in fact, I'm hoping that we can play the game before.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome.
Because I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Patriots in week 2,
home.
Adam Gase, week 9,
and 14.
Week 1.
I don't know week 1.
Week 1 is they're hosting the Ravens.
I didn't know that.
Well, what kind of newsman are you?
a horrible one.
What kind of newsman are you? Week one against the Ravens, Lamar Jackson's homecoming.
I'm going under.
In that game?
Yep.
Over the schedule in total.
I mean, we got to be careful, though, to see how bad this Dolphins defense is, if they address any of their 14 needs.
Yeah, but...
You also got to be wary of...
every time
a quarterback that can't throw?
Every time he says 14 needs.
I don't know which one you're referring to. You're referring to Ryan Fitzpatrick there, or you're referring to Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, you really don't know. Lamar Jackson. No, there could be all sorts of picks in that game.
Man, maybe the Dolphins need to turn over chain.
Speaking of which, I don't know, some interesting fodder from the U, as both turnover chains have been put in a glass case. So that begs to the question, what will be the next turnover chain?
A diamond encrusted.
How about you win a couple of games first?
Talking about important stuff.
I'm just saying.
New game. New game out. Dolphins. You boys ready?
Yep.
We'll visit the Cleveland Browns, week 12.
That is true.
Oh, cold.
We should go.
At Cleveland.
Yeah, is that Thanksgiving weekend? No.
No.
You should take us.
Huh?
You should take us to Cleveland.
With
November.
What?
What do you mean?
I need money.
Oh, that would mean you'd have to get paid.
Correct.
We don't talk about
that. I
think
it's the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay, so it doesn't fall on the same weekend as Michigan,
oh,
Ohio State.
Oh, no, wait.
Is it the same as Michigan, Ohio State?
Michigan, Ohio State is right after Thanksgiving. Should I just stay there the whole week?
Oh, well, it's in Michigan this year.
I know.
It's not that far, though.
No, I drive back and forth.
How far is Cleveland to Ann Arbor? It's like, what, a couple
hour
hours?
Hour and a half?
Yeah.
November 30th is Michigan, Ohio State.
Which is the following week.
Which is after Thanksgiving. You'd have to spend Thanksgiving in Cleveland. No one wants that.
No.
No one wants that.
All right, right now I got 1, 2, 3. I got 7 games.
Thanksgiving's the 28th.
I don't have.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I have four games.
I got week 1.
Yep.
Hosting the Ravens.
Yes.
Week 2, hosting the Sullies. Week 9, hosting that rat bastard Adam Gase. Week 12, going to Cleveland. Week 14, going to the Jets. Week 16, hosting the Redskins. And week 17, at New England. That's what I got so far. I believe they're going to London to play Houston. I just don't know exactly.
No, wait a minute. I saw that Houston's playing somebody in the division. I think they're playing Jacksonville in London.
Jacksonville always goes.
Are they going to London?
Yeah,
all the London games have been announced,
and a lot of divisional games in London. I mean, come on, guys, don't give up games in your division. That's
by
so
the way,
stupid.
I can tell you right now. Mark the tape. The Patriots will lose to the Dolphins here.
Are you going to try to kick? No, I know what you're trying to do. This is how you got to the kicking rocks thing. You're trying to do the reverse jinx. You're starting it in April.
No, it's not a reverse jinx. It's the Patriots always lose to the stupid former coach.
And it is during the first 3 weeks in the season when Fitzpatrick is at his hottest.
Oh, they are forgoing their trip to London. No trip to London this year.
For the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Right, sweet. Correct. Jacksonville is.
All right. Well,
Jacksonville goes
might
every
well
year.
Be the London Jags, honestly. All right. Well, this has been tremendous.
Has it?
We were supposed to talk to Rashad Evans yesterday. He's going to join us on later on this hour. But when we come back, we will find out when will we see a naked Robert Kraft. I don't think that's the song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
Fitzmagic.
I thought that was...
No. What are you talking about? Of course it's the Cars.
Oh. So apologize to me.
No. Yeah.
Look,
I don't know this song.
Apologize
maybe.
Now.
I thought you were thinking "Ho Ho Ho, It's Magic." I don't know this song. I'm not
old.
Let me
explain something to you.
You guys are too old for me.
As a black man, there's only a handful of groups that I know.
You hit a lot.
You
hit a lot of the white groups from this era.
Yeah, you
knock them out of the
ball. You know yourself some 80s and 90s.
Check this out.
Yeah.
I have my little speaker today. Guess what I was listening to?
What?
Hall & Oates.
Ariana Grande, Essentials.
Oh, my God. If that stupid song...
Five Rings?
No, what's the other one?
Thank You, Next.
Thank You, Next. If that stupid song comes on again, every time I start the damn car... Every time I start the damn car, it's Ariana Grande, Thank You, Next on. I swear.
She's home team.
Yeah.
No, she was home team. Now she's all Hollywooded out.
Well, don't
who's
hate.
The one that had to get a new kidney?
Oh, I don't know.
Not
Ariana Grande, but
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez.
Yes.
She got a new kidney.
She had to get a
Whatchamacallit? Ariana used to sing the anthem at the Panthers games. I remember seeing
she gave her seven best friends rings. Like engagement rings. Like friends rings.
She did?
Yeah.
Ariana so that's Grande what the that?
Yeah. That's no, not yeah, that's Ariana Grande. Yeah.
By the way,
I thought five rings was a Canes thing because I got five rings. I thought
it's seven rings minus one.
Oh, you guys said five rings.
Minus one.
Would you lose the button?
Minus one.
Somebody said Leroy is black.
By the way, if you're
minus one.
If you're Pete Davidson, like, and your relationship crashes and burns with Ariana Grande,
yeah,
and your rebound is Kate Beckinsale. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you be that lucky? How, like,
he's a funny guy. Women like funny.
He is funny.
He knows how to rebound. Boxes out.
Redeem yourself.
Plus one.
Point for Robbie.
I listen to all music. Right?
I've never heard that song before.
Hobo Willie?
Boxcar Willie.
Whatever.
I will, like, if it has, here. If it has a catchy beat, now I will say this. Whenever I listen to rap music or I hit a song on rap music, I get annoyed when you could have three songs by different people and it all sounds the same. Like they all do the same type of rap. So I get annoyed by that because I would rather an artist be original.
Right.
And so I'm more inclined to listen to your music. I'm more inclined to listen to your music when I recognize your voice, but you have something different or something new out there. Like for a while, Mr. 305, all this stuff sounded exactly the same. Hmm. But he changes it up.
Rid of this Bob Kraft story.
I said seven rings. Robbie said five rings.
Well, somebody said five rings the first time.
No one said five rings.
I don't think it was you. I think it was Tobin.
But I know
it was not Tobin. We all it was seven rings.
Because I'm the only one.
I'm throwing my challenge flag. When the tape comes out, I will go get the tape.
I don't know about Ariana Grande five rings. I knew about Thank You Next.
Thank you.
Oh, Beast really gonna criticize Ariana Grande when he listens to a guy who does concerts at the mall food courts.
Beast really gonna criticize
Matas Yahoo.
One day.
You guys, freaking headlining festivals. You guys,
wait, you
have
brought this
no
on.
Idea.
Hey, what festivals?
You brought this on
the one day
yourself.
Festival.
Okay.
Yesterday, the playoffs went. You had the Toronto Raptors. They got right with the Orlando Magic. That series is tied at 1-1. Denver Nuggets. They were able to avoid just complete disaster.
They were sorting that one out.
Yeah, it was about to go very south for Denver if they didn't win that game. So they were able to even up their series. And then you had the Portland Trailblazers, who took a 2-0 series lead on the Thunder. My favorite part of this was Damian Lillard going right at Steven Adams, because that's crazy. This Steven Adams is a scary individual. Like, he is, I would say, outside of Udonis Haslem, the last individual I would want to fight in the National Basketball Association. Maybe James Johnson, too. But, I mean, he looks like he's just got – he looks crazy. He looks intimidating. And Damian Lillard was not scared. He's, like, going right up at him. And, I mean, this Damian Lillard's having a great series. Good bounce back from last year when they got embarrassed by the Pelicans.
By the way, Portland getting so much disrespect in the series. Before the series started, they were the underdogs, even though they had home court. And then yesterday, everybody was pouring money in Oklahoma City. Even the other guy who does the show on TV that's on the same time as us. I don't want to say his name.
Who?
Roland Rauhard.
Oh, I saw that clip. Freezing cold takes, and he says, "Daddy's gonna bet all the money you legally can on Oklahoma City." Well, it looks like Coward's broke today.
And now, check this out: Oklahoma City is a 7.5-point favorite in Game 3. Portland getting racked on disrespect.
I don't know, man. Russell Westbrook's looking pretty broken right now. That jump shot is.
It's not cooked. That. People don't realize Paul George is banged up.
He's banged up, but Russell Westbrook has been awful.
He's been awful all year.
Not awful. He
hasn't been able to shoot all year. I don't know what is going on with his shot.
Meanwhile, hey Robbie, can you get yesterday? He's still this dude's still going at him. The dude.
He did it again yesterday.
I got a question for Steven. Excuse me.
I got a question for Steven.
I got a question for Steven,
and he's asked him again yesterday. Hey Russ, what's going on? And Russell Westbrook's still not answering.
Well, the rest of the Russ, you guys were up 10 midway through the second quarter. Things sort of went downhill the rest of the game. What happened there what happened in the first quarter and a half that you didn't get around to doing in the last two and a half quarters?
Next question.
Well, good. You got to admire that he keeps coming back. Keeps taking his hacks. Maybe one day, bro. Do you think he should ever just go up to the microphone and disguise his voice? Because he's got that very distinctive whiny voice.
I was like, hey, Russell Westbrook, what do you think about that second quarter?
To change his voice?
Yeah, just like put a voice module.
Russ, I got a question. Totally not for Steven, it's for you. What happened there?
Because he just looks at me, he's just like, nope, next question, sir, out. Russell Westbrook, I mean, his efficiency may be down, but he's 100% in shooting that dude down nonstop. Oh, my God.
Blocking it every time at the rim. He can get a quadruple-double with blocks.
Dude's got no shot. Russ, can you tell me about all the charity that you've been doing? Next question.
I mean.
Sir.
But is his mission now to just keep asking questions now, right?
It's his job to ask questions. Like, it is his job.
Well, who's he work for? But,
he's a columnist for the Oklahoman.
Question.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Question. But isn't it more of his job to have a relationship with the guy? So that you can get a response from him?
He doesn't have a relationship, though. They haven't had a relationship since 2015 when Russell Westbrook told him in the locker room, I don't like you.
I mean...
Like, what is he supposed to do? He's still got to show up to work.
All right. But for whatever reason, like, you can't go in there guns a-blazing like they need you.
I understand. It's not really guns blazing, though. Like, he's just asking them pretty generic questions. Westbrook is clearly he's completely blacklisted the guy.
How should the guy feel? Because now it's getting pretty, everybody knows. Uh-oh, here it comes.
I think he's going to go in there every day and ask a question.
No, I understand.
Can't even ask a question to Steven.
Right.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is that with all the beat writers there, they tapping each other going,
no, because I think it's an old deal over there by now. It's not like a new thing. So I think they probably roll their eyes. Like, here we go again. Okay. You said you tap each other.
No, like making
smirking.
Fun of him.
I don't think they're making fun of him. I think they roll their eyes.
I think if anything, wouldn't the media relations person be like, you sure?
No, because I think the media relations person is like, listen, he's here to do a job, like whatever.
No, I understand, but he knows he's not going to answer.
Like, yeah, so the team's just like, hey, you want to look like an idiot and ask a question to someone who's not going to answer it?
Hey, sir, you want to pass your why don't you pass your question over to the next guy?
You want to put your hat on and go get your pipe? Text comes in. Mm-hmm. Damian Lillard is Heat culture. He's going to be our 2021 whale.
Bisque Dame Boulevard? Nah, I mean, it would just be amazing.
Speaking of Biscayne Boulevard, so... I'm hoping the street gets renamed at some point, Wade Boulevard, because did you see Dwayne Wade's new tattoo?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's amazing, and he puts all of the locales where he's been. He put Wade County, but how good would it look with Dwayne Wade Boulevard on it?
You can't put your own boulevard on your tattoo.
He put Wade County.
He put Wade County on his
tattoo.
That's
different, though.
Is it?
I mean...
I don't think it really is.
Because it's like a moniker, right? Is that the right way to...
Because he's saying because it's not actually yeah he's saying because it's not official technically
it doesn't actually exist.
So what if he put it on now and then eventually they rename it?
No, because you gotta just say
hey, by the way, whoever the tattoo artist is, save this one in drafts and keep this update ready.
No, you can't. Even if it could happen, you can't get the street name of you on. That's like if Marino had a tattoo and he got Marino away.
No.
Yeah, that's cool.
It wouldn't be that crazy.
I mean, if Don Shula wanted to have a huge back tat of
the Marino
Shula
getting
Expressway
a tattoo in the first place.
Jose Canseco.
Well, that should be, he should have gotten lasered off. It doesn't exist anymore.
No.
You can't, if I look at Wade County as if he would have got a flash sign on or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Is Marino allowed to get a Dan the Man tattoo?
It's self-absorbing, but sure.
He'll allow it.
I mean, if Julia Tuttle were still alive,
that's if I got a tattoo across my chest, big mouth,
the causeway,
of the causeway. If MacArthur were still alive, the causeway.
Nothing. I got one.
But Rickenbacker.
It says, "Badass dog, but dog in Cleveland," and that's right before I went to Minnesota.
Did you get a
like
Viking?
That commercial? Huh?
Did you get a Viking?
No, because I would get a tattoo every time I got surgery.
Vikings are cool.
But then I started having too many surgeries, and I was like. So I have a panther on my back.
Sex panther?
Huh?
Nothing.
60% of the time.
I got a Black Panther.
Oh.
And then
Wakanda Forever.
I lost the bet in
yeah, we know about your
college, right?
Yeah, we know about that one.
We know about that one.
On my ass.
UFC legend Rashad Evans expected to join us next.
If you know me, know this ain't my first way. Certified.
Hey, if you guys want the real local sports news sent right to your device, we can do that for you. Download the radio.com app, make 79 ticket one of your favorite stations, turn on the notifications, and then leave
BAM!
Bam. All the South Florida breaking sports news right to you.
Boom-shaka-laka!
79 the ticket is a radio.com sports station. We're going to Ryan Fuels.
Ay, caramba!
We're going to Ryan Fuels and downstairs convenience stores. Guest line truly sets beyond convenience. They will find UFC legend Sugar Rashad Evans joining us. Rashad, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
I wanted to get you on, Rashad. It was really cool this past weekend. It was an amazing amazing card in Atlanta, UFC 236, Stylebender versus Kelvin Gastelum. It was one of the best fights you'll see. But, like, hey, man, this is like a few cards in a row afterwards when you're interviewing him there and you're up on set with ESPN, and he's openly going to you and thanking you for how important you were to his career, bringing him on in and showing him you know, that he can hang and be at the highest level. And this happened with Kamaru Usman as well. Like, this is a continuing theme, Rashad, where, like, this next generation of guys, they're all really appreciative of all the things you did on the road to them getting their championships.
Yeah, you know that's something I'm proud of, because you know, always looking out for the young guys is something that that I really took pride in doing, just because I really understood what it was like being in that position. And whenever I've seen, you know, young fighters really, really trying hard to make it, you know, I gave them a helping hand. You know, and some people, you know, I've seen they don't really do that. So, you know, they get really appreciative when they have somebody who does go out their way to make sure that, you know, they try to achieve their dream.
Rashad, was somebody like that with you, or nobody was like that, and that's what made you want to do it for other guys?
Do you hear us, Rashad? Robbie, see if you can reconnect Rashad there for us for a second, because it seems like we're having some connection issues. But yeah, man, it's been wild. It's been like they were going to there.
It's really cool, because you know what? And I don't want people to get the wrong idea, but I'm going to use this as an example. Is that in football, they always put a guy on it. So Chris Carter is helping out Randy Moss, mm-hmm. to the point where it started irritating Randy Moss.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I mean? Like, come on, man.
You're not me.
Chris Carter took me under his wing. You see what I'm saying? So it had a negative effect. But with Rashad, he's just kind of doing it, not looking for it. Nobody knows he's doing it in the background.
Right.
And then these guys are coming out. So he's legitimately doing it for the right reasons.
We got Rashad back connected. Rashad, you hear us okay?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I've dropped off, guys. I apologize.
No worries, man.
Okay.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Rashad, I wanted to ask you, are you this way because somebody was like that with you, or because you didn't have maybe the guidance to help you get you where you needed to be sooner, or teach you the ropes?
I had people who looked out for me, you know.
Right.
I had Dan Severin who looked out for me, you know, in Michigan. And, you know, Nori Hernandez, he was one of those guys who looked out for me. And, you know, I had a few guys along the way. Greg Jackson was one of those guys who looked out for me. Mike Van Arsdale, you know, these are guys who looked out for me and brought me under the wing to help bring me along. So, you know, and the thing about it is, too, you know, when I see these young guys, it would just fire me up, because it's like a dose of reality of why I started, you know. Because when you do the game for so long and you've been in the ups and downs and you have the heartbreaks of it, you get soured in so many ways. But when you see these new guys with these bright eyes and this, you know, this eye on what could be, it kind of reminds you of why you're doing it. So a lot of times, just feeding into these guys' energy is a big reason why, you know, I surround myself with, you know, always making sure that I'm being there to help these guys out.
Do you remember what it was like for you, Rashad? Because that moment's got to be so cool when a guy like Israel finally gets to a belt, Dustin gets to a belt, Kamaru gets to a belt. I mean, all the struggles that they've been through. Is that usually like the pinnacle of a fighter when you've been doing so much chasing, struggling, and sacrificing, and you finally get to that great accomplishment?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's just so remarkable to see, like, when you see, you know, a fighter like Dustin, you know, who's took the long road and didn't have, you know, any breaks along the way, you know, and had, you know, devastating losses along the way too, and then to finally come out there and show up in a big way against one of the best fighters of our time, in Max Holloway, you know, that's just epic right there. That just, for me, that just gives me goosebumps right there, and it just reminds me, you know, how beautiful the sport is and why I even chose to do it in the first place.
What changes once you get the belt? Like, how does the mentality change? You as a former champion yourself, does it get taxing? Like, does it get worrisome having to carry this responsibility of I'm at this accomplishment now and now I got to keep it going?
Yeah, you know, because you become the hunted, you know, and then now your mentality has to change because now everybody's looking at you as if, like, you know, you're that big ticket. So they're doing everything and surrounding their consciousness around anything they do to beat you while you're, you know, getting spread in many different areas, becoming champion and getting pulled in different areas. These guys are foaming at the mouth at a chance to fight you. So you have to match that energy when you get inside of that cage. And it takes a special mentality of a champion to go in there to do something like John Jones and Demetrius Johnson and Daniel Cormier. You know, those guys, you know, it takes a different kind of mentality to do that.
Rashad, you've obviously something you've seen up close and personal recently, but how has ESPN's foray into UFC affected or impacted the sport?
You know, it's huge. You know, ESPN is a big, you know, mothership of all sports broadcasting. So when it comes to just having that pulse on America, you know, that's the network. And when people come and tune into the network and they see, you know, the UFC there, you know, on the front, you know, with the great highlights, it just draws them in into the sport. And then they start to go in and start to learn about these athletes and then see, you know, the best thing about being, you know, being a UFC fan is just understanding once you become a fan, you get to meet these fighters. And then you see these fighters are not so much, you know, so much further than, you know, people that you may know or, you know, somebody that you, you know, you yourself. And that's the best thing about being a fan. And that's why I think we grow so much, because people resonate so much with the fighters because we're so approachable.
Rashad, next week, the UFC's returned to South Florida for the first time, I think, since 2015. And you've been such a staple down here with training with the Black Zans and for Lauderdale for a long time. Like, this has been such a hotbed for a long time of guys coming down here to train. But it never seemingly has picked up the same way as getting the big, big fights down here. Do you think that's something that can switch? Like, do you think it's gotten more popular the longer you've been down here with people wanting to be exposed to mixed martial arts? And do you think that the popularity can grow as far as people wanting to come out to big events?
Yeah, I think it's growing popular, you know. You know, the thing about the South Florida market is just such a such a hard market to penetrate, just because there's so much for us to do. You know what I'm saying? So it really takes a big magnitude of an event in order to, you know, stop the, you know, the South Florida traffic to be like, okay, this is where we're going to be and this is the place to be, because there's just so much to do. So right now we haven't been able to be in the position to have such a blockbuster card, but now we have a champion, Dustin Poirier. That's, you know, he represents the ATT. So now we have a chance to have like a big fight here in South Florida. So then maybe we can pull, you know, some big names and stuff like that. But the crazy thing about this card is like always that something falls through, you know, now that Yoel's got hurt, you know?
Yeah, so, it's a snake bit.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it, man. I would have, I don't know, man. It's just the South Florida. It's such a frustrating thing too, because you would think that, you know, South Florida be able to have one of the best cards.
Well, it's funny because
it,
like,
works out that way.
Leroy and I and B-Side, we go out to a lot of the regional stuff, and, like, you know, we see these guys who are coming up, and those are always like You know, those are, we're always impressed by the atmosphere there, whether we're going to see, you know, it's either if it's Titan or we even see a guy, Tyrone Spong, over up in boxing. Like, people do have a thirst for fighting here, but it's
right.
It's weird what takes it to that next level of how do you get everybody out there for these monster events, like go from a venue of like hundreds to thousands.
Thousands, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think here's what I think. I think a card like Conor McGregor or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like one of those names, or like a Habib or something, you know, that can bring some people out in South Florida. I think it'd take one of those cards.
What was going through your mind when you were watching this card this past week of Style Bender versus Kelvin Gastelum? That was a wild back and forth affair.
Oh man,
it was crazy. Like, both of those guys having their moments. Do you come out of, like, can you come out of those fights the same? Like, those are legendary making fights, but man, it feels like they almost leave a piece of themselves in there.
Yeah, a piece of you dies at night, you know, and it stays forever with that person that you fought. And no matter what, you and that person that you fought, you guys are forever bonded for life, no matter what. And it's just something that happens, you know. But especially when you pour yourself to empty like that, you know, their spirits, you know, they mix, so they're bonded for life. But that was an amazing fight, man. It was just up and down, you know. And the crazy thing for me is that, you know, I'm pretty good friends with both of them, you know. Calvin is you know, pretty good friend of mine, and Stalvin, as you know, he's a friend of mine as well too. So I just wanted to see a good fight, but to see that back and forth action, man, it was bananas, because I didn't expect Stylebender on the ground to be able to sustain himself and even go for an attempt like he was doing. That blew me away.
Obviously, he's going to be taking on Robert Whittaker in the near future, but him and John Jones have been going back a little bit. What do you think? Is that too much for Stylebender? Because John's, you know, one of the best of all time, if not the best. is that something that you think he needs more season and then could maybe get in there with it, or that's probably just not something he should ever tangle with?
Yeah, I think that John Jones is a different animal for him right now. You know what I'm saying? I think that I think that the Stylebender, he's still like, you know, like for instance, if he's a lion, he's like a young Simba. You know, he's just kind of stepping into his throne, right? right. John Jones is that old Mufasa. He's at the top of the hill. But listen, John Jones, he only got a few more seasons to roar at the top, right? But then pretty soon, you know, stuff's going to, then now the Stylebender's attribute is going to start catching up with him. Now he's going to be the big one soon.
Well,
so I'll say this: John Jones will do his thing with him right now, but who knows? This kid grows fast. In a couple seasons, it might not be the same.
Rashad, we really appreciate the time,
man.
Thanks for spending time with us. And all the best to you, man. Thank you.
All right, no problem, guys. Take care.
And Sugar Rashad Evans, UFC legend.
I got to tell you. You've been pretty good with your guests. The last probably four MMA guys we've had on, I mean, nice.
Yeah,
loved it.
He's done it all, man. Like,
and they've been clean.
I'm excited. I'm telling you, ever since we went to Titan.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, man.
I'm in, because I thought that dude was dead, but I'm in. Beast.
He's fighting again next week. He's got, I think, next Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Beast.
Dead.
Well, we were sitting around and you heard boom. And they had to put like.
Oh, he was out?
Right. He was out like on the way down.
Dude, they're bringing out the gas tanks for him.
Right. But it was. Whew.
Now, I didn't appreciate how you treated Udonis Haslam yesterday. I'm just going to say it.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Or basically forever.
Hey,
and
look, it is what it is.
You're gonna, when we come back, you're gonna hear somebody who I think is gonna change your mind. All right, officially.
Okay.
Officially.
All right, you look.
You're gonna apologize.
I'm not going to apologize for feeling the way I feel.
No, you're not gonna feel the same. It's gonna change.
Okay.
You. It's gonna be like that fight.
Okay.
You're gonna come out a different person.
Okay. All right.
That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.